This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. We are live. That's right, live. Lots of radio shows that you hear across the band or on tape or pre-produced or best of on the weekends, but we are live and we are here to help you out at our toll-free line, which is 855-660-4261. Each and every week at this very same time, we are joined by Dan Watson, the CEO of the Lube. So that means if you've got a lubrication question, a synthetic oil question, an AMS oil question, or anything on your mind, we would love to hear from you at our regular number, 855-660-4261. And Dan is, in my opinion, one of the most incredible experts when it comes to synthetic oil and lubrication in general. And every week I learn a lot with him, and I know you guys do as well. If you prefer the email route, that's certainly an alternative as well. My email very easily is bob@autoworldradio.com, and you can reach Dan at danwatson@thelubepage.com. Well, why don't we get started? Let's get those calls rolling and let's get those emails pumping in here, because we always have lots of fun every time this gentleman joins us here on the program. He has more than 25 years of experience in synthetic oils and lubrications, and he's a lubrication specialist and one of the largest AMS oil dealers in all of North America. And the gentleman's name is Dan Watson. Dan, welcome. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine on this fine evening, Bob. How about yourself?
Doing fine. Thanks very much for asking. And again, we remind folks that we are live here, so don't be a stranger. You pick up that phone and call Mackenzie, who is celebrating his 21st birthday. So give him a call at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Before we get into the questions, let's talk about substandard engine oils, because there are so many products out there. And, you know, if you go to into convenience stores, racetracks, or Wawa's, you see some pretty funky stuff, and you don't know where it's coming from.
That's absolutely correct, Bob, and part of the thing we try to do here the best we can in this 1 hour between you and I is to put out some information that would be useful to people, because really we're car enthusiasts. You've been doing a show for years and years, and it's all about cars and lubrication. Almost everything that I do in lubrication is pointed towards what we call transportation lubrication, which is either cars, big trucks, you know, all this kind of stuff. So we want people to be advised on things and learn a little bit about things, but to take caution in certain areas. And right now, the status of lubrication products in these wonderful United States is pretty dismal, because we have a lot of charlatan companies out there that are producing stuff that really shouldn't be sold anywhere. We have had some rulings in some particular type of advertising disputes between Mobil and Castrol that resulted in redefining some terms that most authors would think, well, the term synthetic's pretty easy. It means something that's man-made. It's synthetic. That's what it is, right? Well, in 1995, through a big, heavy dispute between Mobil and Castrol, the American Petroleum Institute declared to the National Advertising Agency that controls truth in advertising, they declared to them that, well, I guess synthetic is just a marketing term. when that was accepted, boy, it opened the door, and mobile warned that this would take place over the years. And today, it's not only that we have faux pas synthetic, glorified petroleum being sold under a label as synthetic, but we've also got a lot of petroleum oil that is really just, I mean, in some states they find that it doesn't meet the current classification, you know, the API SN rating for gasoline engine oils. It's below par. And I sound this warning about, you know, every 6 or 8 weeks when we get together to just try it. Maybe somebody new that hasn't heard the show before will hear this and they'll benefit from it. But is you just have to be careful about what you're buying. And I'm not picking on any oil company here. I don't have any reason to. I'm just telling you that out there there's a lot of stuff that's being sold that's very questionable about its quality. And sometimes all you have to do is look and see what it's sold for. Here in the town I'm in, Orlando, Florida, recently in my travels and what I do in wholesaling oil for repair centers, garages, and these kind of things, I was asked by one of my garage accounts if it made sense that they just got a 55-gallon drum of full synthetic engine oil, that's what they said it was, for less than half the price of the other competitors, such as Castrol, Valvoline, AMSOIL, you know, typical companies that you hear of that have synthetics, and they got this stuff for less than half that price. Now, I just did a little research and checked online to see what the big company wholesale prices for the synthetic base stocks and stuff that are being sold, because the people they bought this from was a blender, not one of the big companies, but a local company that has something blended for them. And, Bob, the problem is you can't even buy the constituents for what they were selling it for. You just can't. So it just, again, is shocking to me that this stuff is going on. And that's why I bring it up again, is because I'm a consumer, too. I buy stuff for myself, right?
Sure.
And I tell our listeners out there is, I don't know whether you guys, I've been in this lubrication business for 27 years, and just in the past year, 18 months, I've been literally shocked by some of the stuff that I see going on. So what I tell you is to just be careful and do your, what we used to call years ago when I sold some insurance, do your due diligence, check on things and get all the information you can to have an idea whether you're getting what you're paying for, because this stuff is kind of out of control, and I blame it on the government. We have a consumer protection agency in the state of Florida. My question is, where are you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a ghost? Do you ever show up to test anything? Is anything ever checked on to see if it's what it says it is? Because that's what the consumer out here is depending upon a lot of times, is that, hey, the government's supposed to be protecting us. They're supposed to certify and look at this stuff and make sure that we're not being hoodwinked on things, right?
Sure.
So it's a pretty poor situation, and I just want to make sure that our listeners understand that they're going to have to, in some sense, bear the responsibility and look into this stuff wherever you are. I'd say you're lucky if you live in Indiana or Missouri, because in the past several years, they've thrown more than two or three oil companies out of the state for selling fraudulent garbage oil, and it wasn't synthetic, it was just petroleum, but it was still didn't meet a single specification and didn't meet anything that was on the label. So it's out there, and you can be the victim of it, and so you're going to have to pay attention and protect yourself. And you know, I'm not going to name call. I'm not going to sit here and say, this oil company isn't doing that, and then what I'm saying is it goes through different levels of companies than you would suspect. So be careful about it, but at number one, at least tell your oil change place what label you want the oil that's going in your car, because they'll usually sometimes have a bulk oil and they'll have other oil that you can buy. I suggest you buy the one that is least name brand that you can recognize.
So true, Dan. We can't overemphasize this enough, folks. Be careful, because as Dan says, there are lots of companies out there that are doing you wrong and selling you not correct synthetic oil, not synthetic oil at all, not even regular conventional oil. We'll talk more about this and take some questions after these messages.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
855-660-4261. That is your way to get a hold of us, myself, Bob Long, or Dan Watson. the CEO of thelubepage.com. And don't forget to check out the Lube Page when you get a chance. Dan is the man behind all the wonderful information that you can find there, and over the years also has done a ton of YouTube videos that you can check out as well. You can also email either one of us, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com or Dan Watson at TheLubePage.com. Before the break, we were talking about substandard oils and how you, the consumer, have to be prepared and be aware, because in many states, the different government organizations are not doing their job and they're not screening products to make sure they are what they are. And so people are getting ripped off, and in many cases people are putting their vehicles in jeopardy if they're installing something that they think is the proper engine oil for their vehicle, and instead they're installing some junk. You could end up being the end of the engine. The engine could seize up on you. You never know what could happen under extreme circumstances. Let's go to the questions. Let's go to Bob in Sarasota, Florida. And Bob writes to us, I never see any recommendations to change the rear end oil. Is this a fill for life product? And a good question, Bob.
Well, you know, this is one thing I would say to that, is don't believe that there's any fill-for-life products. I know people that, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Number of car makers, let me tell you something. You find me one major oil company, one lube producer, that will stand behind telling you that you can put the transmission fluid or a gear lube in, and it's good for the life of the vehicle, which could be 500,000 miles, okay? So it's just a crazy term. And they're considering the life of the vehicle when they say that to probably be 100,000 miles. That's what that would mean. So in any case, for the differential or the rear end or the manual transmission or the manual transaxle that you can have in front wheel drive, transaxle coming off of the automatic transmission in the front, okay, you got all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
And in all of these gears, I would tell you that the very maximum that you should think that there's any gear lube in there would be for 100,000 miles. And people would say, well, yeah, but a lot of people, they run further than that and they get away with it. Well, yeah, they do get away with it, okay? And there's some that don't. Now comes the next part. You would have to probably have a sedative if I told you how much it would cost to replace the rear end in your pickup truck. Okay, or the transaxle in your front-wheel drive vehicle, okay? These things are just marvelous, machined gears, terrifically high-quality bearings, all this kind of stuff. So you put all this together, and it comes in the price of your car because you buy the car. But you go into one of my friends in the past had a heavy-duty pickup and had a bearing go out in the rear end. But you know what that means, Bob. The bearing goes out. Okay, what happens to all those pieces of steel when the bearing goes out? They're kind of mixed inside all those gears, right?
Sure.
Yeah, so it blows the whole thing out. You're not just going to go and replace a bearing. I mean, when a roller bearing comes out and gets lodged between two gears, and those are riding on close fit axles or shafts, if you will, that go into other bearings, something has got to give. So something breaks. You probably break the teeth off the gears as they try to roll over this busted bearing piece that's got caught between the two of them. And so you go to have this thing fixed, and my friend had it was a 3500 type pickup, pretty big rear end in it, right? And the replacement parts were $2,400. The parts.
Wow.
And then the guy said, oh, labor on this? You know, this is big time because it's really intricate. It's going to cost you about 6 hours of labor, which at that time was $80 an hour, and I'd be $100 an hour. She's talking about $3,000 to repair the rear end in this truck. So you got to ask yourself, since that rear end held 1 gallon of gear lube, just how value is good gear lube? I mean, you could ignore the stuff and the bearing will be what typically goes out. The gears will keep crunching away. But once that gear lube gets bad enough, it won't lubricate those roller bearings very well. And when they start to get out of whack, they'll start trying to get flat on one side, then they're trying, they're not rolling anymore, and then pretty soon the races start to break apart, and it's just, it cascades, it's gone. And so a lot of people are lucky. Not too much happens. They go a long time with really bad gear loop, okay? But eventually it catches up, and it may be the second owner that it catches up on, or whatever it happens to be. If I were buying a used vehicle today, and it was had over 100,000 miles on it,
yeah,
the very first thing I would do is I would take it down and have all the transmission fluid changed out, all the gear lube changed out, and I'd change the engine oil. But it's mostly the transmission and the gears that I would be the most concerned with, because I don't know that anybody's ever touched that, because they tend to ignore it. And I'd be getting it at a stage where it needs to be done and should have been done before. But don't run these gear lubes out forever. In a lot of these vehicles, you're talking about 2 quarts of gear lube that's back there. And in that small pumpkin that we run a lot of power through when we drive these vehicles at high speed, 75 miles an hour on the interstate, that kind of stuff, and that little 2 quarts back there is just churning and churning and churning and getting hotter and hotter. And so what happens is the smaller the pumpkin, the more dangerous it is to have a cascading overheating problem in those gears. So my advice is if you're running standard gear lube, to change it every 50,000 miles. If you want to run a high quality synthetic like Amsoil Severe Gear, then that's going to be 100,000 mile change in most cases, sometimes 150,000, depends upon the service. But you can't ignore this stuff. Somebody's going to pay for it. Hopefully, most people say, hopefully it's not me. Well, make it not the next guy either. Go ahead and change the gear lube so that you take care of these things, because proper gear lube in those gear sets, they'll go 500,000, 750,000, maybe 1,000,000 miles without any problem if you just service them. They're really built well. So I think that's enough on gear lube.
Absolutely. And, you know, stuff happens. I got a letter from an email from a listener this week talking about his problem with his vehicle. It was an older vehicle. It was a 2006 Jaguar S-Type. And when he bought it, it had 111,000 miles on it. And the dealership that he bought it from said, don't worry about that. Check coolant light, because it's just it's just always on. I never seen a Jag that didn't have it on. And so the guy took that quote to heart and kept on driving the vehicle. And one day the engine seized on him because it had absolutely no coolant in it at all.
Wow.
So it is very much important for you to take care of your investment, as Dan says. If you buy an older car with over 100,000 miles or a truck, bring it in and get all those fluids changed. We're going to go to, listener in New York after this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. White House senior advisor Stephen Miller indicates that President Trump is prepared to issue the first veto of his term if Congress votes against his national emergency declaration. The Trump administration is looking at places to cut to get his border funding, and that includes a school improvement project in Kentucky. On CBS's Face the Nation, GOP Senator Lindsey Graham says he backs the president.
I would say it's better for the middle school kids in Kentucky to have a secure border. We'll get them the school they need.
Democratic Congressman Andre Carson was asked if he thinks there are enough Republicans on board to override a presidential veto.
The American people will have to contact their representatives and senators to urge them to keep President Trump in check.
A storm moving from the Midwest to the Northeast, bringing snow from the plains to New England. 47 vehicles were involved in a chain reaction accident on I-70 in Missouri that left at least one person dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
855-660-4261. That's our toll-free line. That's your helpline. That's your information line. A direct route to Dan Watson, the CEO of TheLubePage.com. If you have a question about lubrication in any type of vehicle, or we can even talk about marine items, talk about snow blowers and lawnmowers and ski mobiles and anything else that you might own that requires lubrication, Dan can help you out. We got a question from Melissa in New York, who writes, I drive a taxi and sometimes I idle a lot while waiting for pickups. I was told I have to use hours of runtime to do all my services instead of miles. Is this true? Good question.
Well, it is, because it's a poorly understood aspect, and it's something like this. When you're idling, your engine's running, but your car's not moving. So you're not recording any miles, but you're recording that engine's running. It's the same. In fact, excuse me, idling is worse on lubrication than running at full, you know, power, because idling puts a lot of extra sort of partially burned exhaust into your oil, and the oil has to then neutralize a lot of those acids created from the byproducts of combustion of that partially burnt fuel that's coming down because you're idling. Idling is not an efficient time for the engine. Now, police cars are notorious for this, and taxi cabs might be right there with them. Because how many times have you come by where there's a fender bender or an accident going on, and there's two or three or four police cars parked there, the cars are idling, and they got their blue lights going and all that stuff going on. Well, they leave the car idling because those things take a lot of power, and you could drag your battery down pretty fast. So you leave the car idling. It's got a good alternator in it. It produces enough power. You can have all those lights going, radio, everything going, and it's producing the power. But it's just sitting there. It's not moving. And by the way, remember, your torque converter is still doing its thing in the transmission. You're just not moving. So the transmission is pumping oil, and the engine is idling. And a lot of times those cars will idle at a little bit of a high idle because they know they've got the air conditioning, got all the stuff running. So instead of idling at 600 or 700 RPM, maybe they're doing around 1,000 RPM. It's called a high idle, to produce more electrical power and to keep up with the air conditioning and everything that's going on. What they tell you in all those manuals that come with those police cars is that you must perform what they call an idle time correction factor. Now, that sounds really highfalutin. What it really means is you got to determine how much of the time does your car idle compared to actually moving. And then they tell you to put that correction factor onto the odometer if you want to. Now, the easiest way to do it is simply use the hour meter itself and plan your oil changes and services around the hours that are recorded on the engine rather than the miles. That's the easiest way to do it on these types of vehicles. So for Melissa's question, yeah, if you don't have an hour meter, you can get them for under $50 from any one of the major parts houses, and they're just a little electrical device that gets hooked up so that every time the ignition is on and the engine's running, it's logging time. When the engine is turned off, it stops logging time. So it's just a little counter, a little electronic device, and they're easy to buy and easy to install. But for any vehicle that does a considerable amount of idling, that's the correct way. Now, there are a couple of different rules of thumb, but for mixed city and rural driving, most people use 40 miles per hour. It means that if you have 100 hours, you'd have 4,000 miles on the vehicle. And so you want, with all the idling, you might only have 2,000 miles on it after you've gone 100 hours. So that would tell you that you have a pretty big idle correction factor that has to be done. But the easiest way is to begin to set your intermittent maintenance that you do based upon those hours rather than miles on the odometer. And most fleet supervisors involved with any kind of big fleet, they know this and they're already doing that. So for Melissa, yeah, I'm sorry, get yourself a little hour meter and you're going to extend the life of your taxi because you're going to start doing the services on the engine at the time they're supposed to be, rather than sometimes you may be going twice as long as you should be going. Okay, so that's the correct way to go.
Very good, Dan. 855-660-4261. Got an email question out of New Hampshire from Henry. And Henry says that I just brought up snowmobiles, and I did, Henry. And he says he is purchasing his first snowmobile and wants to know a little bit about what he can expect lubrication-wise. Dan, I myself have never owned a snowmobile. How about yourself?
Haven't owned one, but I'm familiar with their requirements because I have to be, because I, you know, function on a nationwide basis. And, of course, AMSOIL, the company I deal with, is from a Superior, Wisconsin, right across the tip of Lake Superior from Duluth, Minnesota. So sometimes they're flirting with those international fall temperatures, which is cold, cold, cold. That's all I can say. And they get mad if they don't get a lot of snow, because that's when you can get your toys out and have fun with them in the, you know, the snowpack and stuff. Okay, lubrication. It depends, and I don't know which type it is, and he's probably, you know, he sent the email or whatever. I got a little cough, so excuse me on this, but it keeps coming up. The if it's a two-stroke, then you're going to want to use a high-quality two-stroke engine oil, because in some of these particular snow machines, what you have is they have a unique power control valve in the exhaust that actually keeps the two-stroke engine from running away, okay? This thing slides back and forth to control how easily it lets the exhaust out. Therefore, it prevents the engine from getting into a cascade and trying to run way up too many RPM. But those things, since they're in the exhaust side and it's very hot, they're prone to stick. Then it won't start moving after maybe 100 hours of operation. You got to go in and have somebody disassemble the power control valve, clean it, and put it back together because you just can't get it to move anymore. Now, AMSO makes a two-stroke engine oil called Interceptor that was made for this particular action. And it was tested in a fleet of 300 snowmobiles in a fleet in Yellowstone National Park, where in the winter they have authorized trails that they can lease these things out and people ride them on these trails. And so lots and lots and lots of use of these things, and it was specifically tested, and the formula tweaked and tweaked around until they got exactly what they wanted in this Interceptor oil, and it is fantastic in these types of snowmobiles with power control valves. So I'm not sure whether the gentleman had a two-stroke or a four-stroke, but if you're using a two-stroke, then you're going to do yourself a favor to look for this Interceptor oil for your two-stroke snowmobile. Now, if you got a four-stroke, which there's plenty of those, you know, high-performance four-stroke engines, now you really need to consider an oil that can deal with very cold weather, because that's why you're out on the snowmobile in the Arctic weather suit that you're in, the snowmobile suit's having a ball, but it's very cold on that engine. And you need oil that we would call it Arctic rated oil, and that's going to be a high performance synthetic engine oil. AMSO makes one for these machines that has a minus 60 degree pour point. So you're going to be able to use it. It's going to flow when you start up the engine as you're warming up. And then when you get the engine up to temperature, what you're really concerned about in these types of engines is they are small engines that produce just buku amount of power, just like a small four-stroke outboard on a boat. And so what you have to have is exceptional protection for high RPM, high-performance small engines. And you need to run specialized synthetic oil for that. AMSO makes one for it, a 0W40 for these guys. It's perfect, okay? But you want to stick with a high-performance synthetic. Don't be tempted to go for cheap petroleum.
Hold that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you very much for being here. Henry in New Hampshire sent us a note at bob@autoworldradio.com with a question for Dan to do with snowmobiles and lubrication, and Dan was wrapping up his comments on recommendations for Dan. So AMSOIL's got something specifically for him if he has a two-stroke or a four-stroke.
That's correct, Bob. And like I was telling Henry in that response was that remember on these new modern snowmobiles, they have performance in these engines that would have been relegated to just racing machines 10 years ago. They're really high performance. And you do yourself a favor by treating them as a very high performance and getting them the best possible oils. Now, I'm not telling you that AMSOIL makes the only ones. There's some other there. Just be careful that you make sure you're getting top quality oil. And when you're talking about that two-stroke, you really do need to make sure that you're dealing with those power control valves sticking, because they will drive you crazy and it costs you a lot of money to clean them. So this oil was developed specifically to avoid that problem, and you want to avoid it. So use the good high quality oil and don't get hit with sticking power control valves. In the four stroke side, like I said, you just need an oil that can handle the absolute severe duty you're putting this little four-stroke engine through with all the power you're asking out of it to go up and down these slopes and move this snow machine. So just do it. Buy the better oil and stick with a high-quality synthetic engine oil. And the one that comes from AMSOIL is a 0W40 on purpose. 0W, you guys are in cold weather. You need that 0W to give you the best performance to start up. And you need that 40 to protect it when it's at full temperature, running its tail off, because it's going to be working real hard pushing all that stuff around. So, those are my best tips for you, Henry.
Great question. Jack in Atlanta writes us with an interesting question. Why are so many of the newer cars calling for 20-weight oils? Will I damage my car by using a 30-weight oil? And I'm not surprised by Jack's question. There is, if you haven't been in the new vehicle marketplace for a while, there have been quite a few changes, and this is one of them. They have really monkeyed around a lot with engine oils in recent times, haven't they, Dan?
Boy, they have, and listen, there's a couple things on this. Number one, they changed the way that you can do your economy, your miles per gallon test, and what you can count. The government changed how you do that. One time they used to just put the cars on a rear wheel or a front wheel dyno and set it to a thing and let it run and go until you ran 20 gallons of gas and see how many miles you went. Okay? We can't do that anymore. What they do now is they have simulated environmental road testing. And this requires that you start your car up from dead cold conditions, okay? And then you have to drive it in these real cold weather conditions, and then you have a certain amount of time you have to drive it in the desert heat conditions and all this stuff. So in order for a manufacturer to be able to put in their report of what the mileage is that they're going to claim on their test, if they use a 20-weight oil, which they do to get better fuel economy, then they have to, by law, stipulate in the owner's manual of that vehicle that you must use 20-weight oil. It's not that you must use 20-weight oil for the protection of your engine. It's that you must use 20-weight oil because we use 20-weight oil in your fleet economy test, and so we have to put it in the manual. Okay, so we want better fuel economy. There's two ways to get it on those tests. Believe it or not, one is synthetic transmission fluid, because when you start up that car in cold weather and all that transmission oil is cold as it can be, the experiments on that and the test show that it's going to take you 20 minutes to get the transmission to be showing any temperature. Well, in all that time, if it's pretty thick oil, it's acting almost like what we call a water brake in engineering. It's just dragging down the engine just to move the parts and to pump that cold oil. It's taking all kinds of power. Same thing in your engine. If you start up the engine and you have a 0W20 or 5W20 in the engine, you're going to get good cold weather performance, and you're not going to have the drag on the engine. And then once you get it up to temperature, you'll get a little better fuel economy with 20 weight than you do 30 weight. Now, you notice I've said nothing about what's going to give you the best wear and protection and all that. I'm talking simply about how you're going to achieve better fuel economy on the required fuel economy testing, okay? So we come back around to the question, why are they using 20 weight oils? It's for better fuel economy and to rate better on these tests. And that's one of the reasons why you see a number of the manufacturers going to synthetic or semi-synthetic transmission fluid, is because, again, they want to beat this test and get better fuel economy. They don't want all that drag when they're starting up. Now, he says, will I damage my car by using 30-weight oil? And the answer is no, you won't damage your car. There is a chance, depending on circumstances, that you may void your warranty, because that's what they would argue with you about. But are you asking me from a technical standpoint, a lubrication specialist? No, the 30-weight oil, if you have the same winter rating, like a 0W30 replacing a 0W20, then you're going to get good cold weather performance. The 0W rating is for the winter rating. But on the 212-degree rating, you're at 30 instead of 20. Well, in most vehicles, that'll cause no problem whatsoever in the clearance of the bearings and all that. It just gives you some added protection. However, I don't know whether your car that you're talking about in this situation would have variable valve timing in it. Mm-hmm. As variable valve timing, the manufacturers get almost apoplectic about whether or not you're sticking with the 20-weight oil, because they're all worried about the response time of the variable valve timing, which uses engine oil as a hydraulic means to actually move the actuator to change the valve timing. So they're all hung up about whether or not that thicker oil is going to be sluggish and not move that fast enough and cause you a runability problem because it's not shifting the valve timing fast enough. So, see, there's lots of complications in this. So I generally recommend that you run a high-quality synthetic if you're going to run a 20-weight oil and stick with what the manufacturer says. If you push me and want me to give you my own personal opinion, I'd run it the AMSOIL 0W30 engine oil, because the 0W will give you all the speed you need with anything to do with variable valve timing, and the 30 weight has higher anti-wear characteristics in that oil than the 20 weight. So you get the best of both worlds. But that's my personal opinion, and I'm telling you that if you're sticking in your warranty period, you better stay with what the manufacturer says. Don't let them have any excuse to give you a problem with your warranty. But in doing so, use the highest quality 20-weight oil you can buy. for protection, because there's many places where it may be substandard. You buy a weak 20-weight oil, it's not going to protect you in all areas, and you could end up with some unwanted advanced wear over time with a cheap synthetic or a petroleum 20-weight oil. You just got to be careful when you start moving down into that thin of an oil. You've got to use the best stuff that you can get your hands on.
Excellent. The question and a great answer as usual. I got an email here from Michael in Fresno, California. And Michael wants to know, where is AMS oil made? Is it just made in one facility, or is it made in various facilities around the nation?
No, right now AMS oil is made entirely in Superior, Wisconsin. And you might think that that would mean, well, they certainly can't make very much because it's just one place. But I got to tell you, they built a multi-million-dollar state-of-the-art blending plant. And this thing can run so many thousands of bottles an hour, quart bottles going through and boxing. And it's so automated. It was the state-of-the-art, the most advanced one in the country when they built it, because it was the newest at the time. Nobody else had built anything quite like this. And the old man that was in charge then, Al Amatuzio, he wanted the very best that money could buy to build this thing. And they got it. And it can produce so much blended oil. It's just quite remarkable. So the this is live, folks. If you hear a ringing phone in the background, I'm in my office, so you've got to live with it. Now, it's manufactured there, but it's distributed across the country in regional and warehouses where things ship from regional points, not just out of Superior. That's just the headquarters for where it's made. But that plant can produce just, we can't get them off the first shift, and we're selling as hard as we know how. They're not even having to run a second shift yet. So it's a remarkable modern facility.
And an interesting note to have when you're purchasing AMS oil products, and that's what you're going to do when you're going to do business with Dan Watson. Dan, why don't you give out that telephone number for you personally?
It's 800-370-2986.
And don't forget Dan Watson at theloopage.com. Dan, thank you for your time here tonight. It just flew. That will do it for this hour of the program. I'm Bob Long.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.